Now let's go ahead and welcome Dr. Leah, who joins us every Wednesday with a health tip. And Dr. Leah, this is an important health tip because today I heard on the news that heart disease is the number one death. Combining all the cancers, more people are still dying from heart disease.
Well, do you know that February is also heart month?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
go ahead, Dr. Leah, tell us what your tip is now that I've hinted about what
you
it is.
It is heart health month, which is sort of appropriate for Valentine's. Mm-hmm. And it is the number one killer of men and women. Unfortunately, it's almost more women.
Yes.
All the menopausal women especially. And what is a great way to keep your heart in shape?
Exercise.
It really is. And when people say, well, I exercise
so
twice
important.
A week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just don't think that's enough anymore. We've heard that forever. You know, well, twice
once,
a week,
once
three
a week
times a
isn't,
week.
Wait a minute. Once a week isn't enough?
No.
Sweetheart, no.
I think it needs to be a daily thing. Mm-hmm. Every day. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes a day. It can be 10, 15, you know. And it's just getting your heart rate up for that period of time every single day gets us in the habit of it faster. It makes us go, oh, it's my morning thing, or whatever.
Dr. Leah, there's no reason someone can't exercise 15 minutes a day. And I'm going to tell you that I was watching Ellen DeGeneres today, and she had a gentleman on who actually showed you what you could do in your house for 15 minutes.
Yes.
Really simply, like jogging in place to doing, you know, sit down doing squats on a chair. It literally was everything. All you needed was a chair.
Oh, that's, you know, it's very true. And running in place is a great one.
Exactly.
And, you know, the people that have WeFit, I have some friends that have it. They do the hula hoop and they do all these things. And I'm like, you know, whatever works. And in the house is great because you can get up early and do it right there. You don't have to go to a gym and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then you get your heart rate up. You get going. Push-ups, sit-ups, squats are also great for heart rate, but also strength. You're building your muscles and your bones that
way. So there's really no excuse. You get it 15 minutes earlier. That's all.
Yeah. So you do that, and that's going to be the first thing.
She who gets up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she who gets up at 4, so I can,
45.
So I can get 40 minutes in.
Are you 3:45?
No, you said 15 minutes earlier, and I said, oh, she can get up at 3:45.
No, I already get up at 4,
she
so I can exercise.
She exercises an hour already.
Ridiculous. Yeah. 4 o'clock.
I know.
Well, you got to do it.
So after you have a good exercise, then what are you going to do?
Eat
a good meal.
Eat right.
And berries are actually a really great thing for our blood vessels, our heart. They're just antioxidants. You hear about all these different types of berries, some of them being more fancy than others. But hawthorn berry is kind of specific for the heart. It kind of helps to help the rhythm of the heart
a
little bit.
What's a hawthorn berry?
What's a hawthorn berry?
Never heard of
hawthorn is, it's a round berry.
And is red? Is it red?
It's actually dark in color.
Is it
kind of purplish, you know, but I mainly use it in extract form. So when I see it, it's in a thick black liquid, you know, or it's really dark.
Oh.
You can get it in a liquid form. You can get it in encapsulated. There's lots of hawthorn.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you go to the fruit department and buy berries.
No, you don't normally see it there.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen it.
I've seen it in, like, when I give out berry extracts to patients, it's mixed in there, and it's good for heart. But just in general, the blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, all the berries are really good for your blood vessels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
coming up.
They also can help with cholesterol, and we got to change our mind about cholesterol. It's not just the total cholesterol number. It's the HDL and the LDL and the ratios between them. Because that's what's really important. You can have a cholesterol of 220, but if your HDL is 100 and your LDL is excuse me, is like 110, then that's not as big of a deal as if you had a cholesterol of 200 and your LDLs were 200 and your HDLs were 20.
Okay, Dr. Lee, and I have a tip for everybody. How do they remember HDL and LDL? Which is the good one? Which is the bad one?
Well,
HDL stands for... wait a minute. Don't blow this. HDL is healthy. LDL is lousy.
Oh, there you go.
See?
That's good.
She remembers something.
Healthy density lipids and lousy density lipids.
See?
I like that.
Thank you.
That's a great tip.
Thank you.
That is good. The HDLs are the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're protective. They help get rid of the cholesterol out of your body, and they're not doing damage. So that's, yes, it's those ratios that a lot of us are looking at now, not so much just the total cholesterol number. Plus, 50% of people that are having heart attacks have normal or low cholesterol. So really it's part of the picture. Mm-hmm. Blood pressure is a huge part, too.
Right.
You can have great cholesterol and have high blood pressure and have a stroke. So those are, you're getting your blood pressure lower by exercising and sleeping well are very important. Very important. Sleep is a huge one.
And if you're not sleeping, there are natural things you can take that will help you, right, Dr. Leah?
There's a lot of natural herbs. There's also getting your adrenals checked, because if your cortisol's too high at night, you don't sleep well.
Right.
And if
your hormones are all over, us baby boomers have hormones all over the place, then that can be a problem.
Yeah, oh, that's a huge issue. And so sleep is one of the key things for our heart.
That's it.
And we do feel much better when we sleep.
Boy, I had a good night's sleep last night.
That always feels really good.
Top really feels great.
Yeah. Because you're taking your thyroid.
And your vitamin D.
You obviously know I am, because I am.
Give out your information, Dr. Leah.
Yeah, I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366. And my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com. And you can always find me on chatwithwomen.com.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Leah.
Okay, have a great day.